It's your Mountain Rock, Q94, Led Zeppelin. Come here, little black doggy. Come here. Before that, we had some Talking Heads. We were all a little bit of arsonists. We watched the house burn down. It's Thursday, Morning Adventure, and it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resorts and visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, Gary, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thursday.
Yes, indeed. And it looks like it might end up being a soggy Thirsty Thursday, too.
Well, right now we're in good shape, but I see it's coming.
Yeah. Well, let it rain. We're just, I don't know what, 2.5 months behind, but our spring showers, which is, I guess, kind of fine. I was looking at the lake levels before we get into what these fishies are nibbling on. The lake is really, I mean, man alive. It's in fantastic shape. Holy moly. I've got 558.3.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful for the end of June. It's in great shape. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, I talked to a couple folks said, you know, they love it because it's just into the old brush a little bit. Now for those folks that like to, you know, jig fish in the brush, throw a worm, throw a gets it, you know, it's there. And they're having a blast.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when it rains, we're getting fresh water in, and that means catfish bite usually turns on.
Oh yeah. Well, let's start with the crappie. How the crappie fisher people doing?
Oh well, the guys that are using live bait have been doing very well, and I have 2 Bobby Garland colors that just been everybody's been. It's hard for me to keep them in stock. The salt and pepper and the purple mist has been working really good.
Yeah.
And no, I haven't seen any limits, but I've seen some 10 and 12 count stringers, and I've seen some 13 and 14 inch fish. So it's been some good fish.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And what about the whites? How are they doing on those?
Oh, my God. You know, it's like it was April and May.
I know. Isn't that weird?
It is so crazy. Just yesterday morning, I had someone come in, and the whites have been like on a white rooster towel or a Castmaster spoon. Been really, really loving that. And there they were right outside the launch yesterday morning. By the swim beach down there, I mean, just surfacing like crazy, and that's been happening all the different spots in the bayou up through here the last week. It's crazy. And if you're there at the right time, you just can't even imagine what's going on. It's crazy to look at it and see. It's just like this big boil in the water. It's fun to watch.
Oh yeah, for sure. What about the hybrids? What's going on with them?
Hybrids, stripers, any place from the 101 bridge around Bidwell and headed back this way past Blue Lady, past 101 Marina, coming back this way has been really good. Trolling form. Some guys like to jig form, but the bite's still been on. Take a look at the pictures. It's crazy good. And some of them haven't been like huge, mm-hmm. but they're catching them, and it's still going on. And we're at the end of June.
Yeah,
it's really good.
And of course, the largemouth, the Kentucky, smallmouth, and even I've been hearing right now too. The walleyes come on.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I haven't seen any, but I've had guys tell me that, oh yeah, we caught 3 walleye the other night. We caught, you know, and they've been good size. You know, the length limit is 18 on those, and guys are telling me they're catching 21, 22 inch walleyes. But that's awesome. That is, and walleye is so good to eat.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, and, you know, the topwater bite early in the morning for largemouth and right at the evening, I guess, has been really good.
It's still on. It's still happening. If you can get out there like this time of day or a little bit earlier on the morning bite, and then just before dusk, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, has been really good on the topwater bite.
Yeah. And then you touched on it, catfishing, jug, limb lines. It's a good time right now.
Oh yeah. Well, it's just awesome. You get that fresh water coming in, you get it stirring up in the creeks and that. Really good. It's time to put some jugs out.
Oh, and of course our big old bluegill. We're gonna have to have an official bluegill tournament or something.
Oh yeah, and that's icing on the cake. If you wanna get serious about fishing, you come down and do a little bluegill fishing.
Oh, it's so much fun, and they taste so good. Well, we do. Looking at the forecast, this weekend looks pretty good. I mean, today is going to be pretty good till about 4 o'clock, and then that's when we're going to start to see stuff roll in. But sunny, 82 today. Tonight, heavy rains, and Friday, showers and thunderstorms, 50% chance. That'll carry over to Friday night, Saturday morning. But then, we get to about noon Saturday. I think we're done with the rain for a while. It's going to get hot. We're going to see temperatures in the 90s. We're going to see lows in the mid-70s. It's going to be summertime then.
Yeah, and then summer's going to appear just like that. Here we go.
Yeah. So, night fishing, it's about time to start thinking about, those early morning, fishing trips, and then, a little night fishing, because, boy, I tell you what, it gets really tough when it gets hot.
Yeah, it's not as enjoyable, and you just touched on the night fishing, get out there with the light and stuff, and it is absolutely awesome to do that. The temperature cools down a little bit. It's nice to be on the lake. The night fishing this time of year is really good.
Yes, for sure. Well, Gary, if folks would like to get a hold of you and Diane at the Bayou Resort, find out more, maybe book a little getaway stay, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Gary, they can always give us a call when the phones are working, 870-467-5277. If you haven't heard, we've been having phone issues since it rained earlier in the week. So please leave us a message on our Facebook page, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah,
they can always drop us a line. That works really well on our Facebook page, and as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Stay dry.
Oh, yeah. That is our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. We got more rock and roll coming at you. 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Good morning. I'm Gary Lee.